Okay, welcome back. Okay, Mishnah Chavav Mabez. And Rav Hashem again. Sunday, now we're getting ahead. First time we've been ahead in a couple days. This is tomorrow's daf. And then that's from Shabbat Shuvah, I think it's 5 o'clock, the drasha. And then Sunday morning, we'll get back to regular daf schedule. When's the daf on Yom Kippur? Well, at night?
After Ma'ariv.
After Ma'ariv, Kol Nidre night. Okay, says the Mishnah. Maisa v'heviyo lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai l'tomes ha-tavshil. Story was, they brought to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to taste the tavshil. They brought him a spoonful to taste the food. Ulu Rabbi Gamliel, shnei kosavos b'zli shamayim. And to Rabbi Gamliel, they brought the food the size of two dates and a pail of water. V'amru, and they said, halim l'suga, bring him to the sukkah. They didn't want to eat these tiny portions outside the sukkah. Ukshinas no lo Rabbi Tzadok. And when they gave, and as we'll see in the Gemara, they were being machmir on themselves. Ukshanasal Rabbi Tzadok, and when they brought it to Rabbi Tzadok, Ochel Pachos Mikabetza, when they brought food to Rabbi Tzadok, food less than the size of an egg, not Sluba Mapa, he took it in a handkerchief, he didn't touch the bread itself, the Achlo Chutz Lasukkah, and he ate it outside the Sukkah, Velo Birech Achrav, and he didn't make a bracha afterwards. So what are these three things that he did? So Rashi says, it's to teach me three different things. First of all, Rashi says, he did, why did he put it in a handkerchief? Lo nata yada, Rashi says, mishum nikius, because he held, pachos bikebetza does not need netilas yadayim. It's not because he didn't have water there. It's a very, very, the conception that, you know, if I don't touch the bread, I don't have to wash. So that is something that basically, look in the poskim, it really is not lamaisa. Because basically, if you can't get water for an hour and a half, you look at Mishnah Berurah, there's no water for hours and hours available, then maybe we could get a heter. That doesn't apply, as Bismana said. There's always somewhere close by, within an hour, you know, 72 minutes, you'll be able to get some water. So really, we don't rely, Bismana said, on the heter of not touching the bread and to forego washing. But the reason here, Rashi says, is he didn't touch it because of Nikias. He didn't want to get the bread dirty. But it's not because he held you don't need Netilas Yadayim in this case because it's such a tiny amount. That's what he says. Lo boy Netilas Yadayim. That's why not lo bimapa. Tosfos said, no, he was a Kohen. And he ate all his food al Taras HaTruma. That's why he did it. But either way, it wasn't because of he lacked the water. So number one, the Mishnah says he didn't hold it because of Nikius. And number two, he held such small food, does not need a sukkah. That's why he did outside the sukkah. And number three, he didn't bench afterwards because he holds you need svia. You need svia. You need ochel that satiates you. And this food does not satiate you. So you didn't need birchas hamazon. A couple of points that come up. On this Rashi. Rashi continues, I'm sorry, the second to last line of Rashi, Avalafana Bachaldu by Bracha. It doesn't say he skipped the Bracha Rishona. Bracha Rishona, for sure, you need, because even a tiny amount requires a Bracha Rishona. Why is that? So we remember back to Gemara in Brachas, where we had that Birchas Hanen in Bracha Rishona, okay? Bracha Rishona is, the nature of it is Matzir. Basically, Gemara says there are two psukim. One pasuk says, Lashem Aris Umbaloa, everything belongs to Hashem. The other pasuk says, Aris Nasalam Neadam. Hashem gave it to man, so what is it? So the Gemara says, Kan lefnei ha-bracha, kan la'achar ha-bracha. The Gemara right at the beginning of Ketzin Mevarchim. So what does that mean? Before the bracha, it belongs to Hashem. Once I make the bracha, that's matir me to eat the food. So therefore, no matter what it is, even a tiny amount, I always need birchas hananin. And if I don't make the bracha, I'm kind of, you would stealing it, even stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why you for sure need a birchas hananin, no matter what small food amount you're eating. We discussed this also, again, I don't know if we mentioned it at the time, but there's a Tosfos and a Rebbe Akiva Eger in Brachas there on Daf Yud Beis. There, the Gemara discusses there what happens if you start off by a bracha thinking one thing and you end up dip something else. You have a cup in your hands, right? Your wife gave you a cup to drink, and you're like Baruch Hashem, and you think it's a cup of beer if you drink beer. Alakeinu Melech Olam, and then you're about to drink, and you see it's wine. So you switch your mindset. So the Gemara has a whole discussion whether that's okay or not. If you thought a wrong bracha when you say the word Elokeinu Melech Olam. So the Gemara has a whole discussion there without getting into the details. But then the Re in Tosfos says, you know what? L'chumra, make another bracha. L'chumra, just make another bracha to be safe, says the Rama. Says the Re. In a similar type of case, in that context. So says the Gilyan Ashas, what about Savik Brachas L'kula? What about suffik bracha? Usually we say suffik brachas l'kula. If you're not sure about a suffik bracha, a broad bracha, you don't say the bracha again. Suffik brachas l'kula. Maybe an outgrowth of suffik drabanan l'kula. Because most brachos are midrabanan. But suffik brachas l'kula, says the Gilyan Ashas there, that's not shayach here. Why? De lo shayach kein ela be birchas hamitzvos. to habrachos ena ma'akvos. By berachos ha-mitzvahs, you can say savi bracha l'kula. Aval berachos ha-nenin, asr lecho below bracha. Berachos ha-nenin is matir. It's asr, it's gezel. So that's not the regular rules of savi brachos l'hakel. So that's why the Gilgamesh Shas there in brachos daf yud beis says you wouldn't say that here. So that's why here Rashi also says even though it's a tiny amount, he for sure makes the bracha to start. Tosfos here, it's a big Tosfos here, various issues about brachos. One of them is, if you're looking about the, Tosfos discusses on about the six wide line, Tosfos says that what happens if you ate a tiny amount, but you ate a whole birya? You ate a whole birya. Tosfos says, in that case, v'harotza lahotzi asal misveka, tzorach shiocha kezayis afilu b'davar shu birya. Tosfos is mesupik about it. What happens, for example, if you eat a whole grape? You eat one grape. So you have to make an al ha'etzval pri ha'etz afterwards. You have to make a bray pri ha'etz beforehand. But you have to make an al ha'etzval. Tosfos has a suffix. You look in Shulchan Aruch, it's been reish yud. The Shulchan Aruch says, don't do it. Shulchan Aruch advises not to eat one grape. Why? Because it's a real suffix. Why would it be a difference? Because birya is a whole item. It has chashivas. And even though it's less than the requisite shear that's usually needed for a bracha, birya might be different. Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav, writes in Rishima Shiurim, he says maybe this wouldn't be by all biryas. Maybe by grapes. Why? Because he quotes from Rav Chaim, where does the whole birya concept, where's the original source of birya? Where does the Gemara talk about this? This is Tosfos. The Gemara talks about it by Bittel in Yaradeya. That Dvarim is one of the examples of Dvarim She'enam B'telim. If you have a whole bug, if you have a whole insect that's fell into food, it's not batel. A birya is not batel. It's too chashiv to be batel. It's a whole item. Anything that the Torah assers, this is how Reb Chaim formulates it, anything that the Torah assers, mishum, it is a whole idea, it's a whole thing, right? It's a birya, so then you don't need the shear. Even if you have a piece of nevela steak that's bigger, so what? If it's that you need the shear of kezayis by nevela. But when it comes to something that's asr mishum birya, the Torah is saying this is a davar chashuv, and therefore it's not batel. So taking that to Hilchos Brachos, now this is the Rav talking, yitachin ma'od, it's very possible that Tosfos only had the suffix about a grape. Why? A grape or one of the Shiva Saminin, Shenishtavcha Ben Eretz Yisrael. Because those have chashivus in terms of its unit. But if you're going to eat one, I don't know, whatever else, a non-Shivas Haminim blueberry, thank you, eat one blueberry, so maybe then that wouldn't be Bishop Safik. He has that possibility. Either way, never just eat one grape. Eat a bunch, and therefore you'd be mostly yourself, midei Safik. Okay, that's the Tosfos discussion of Birya. Okay, let's go to the Gemara. So it says the Gemara, Maisa Listar. The Mishnah earlier quoted that you could eat arai outside the sukkah. Then the Gemara quotes these rabbis who did not. So the Gemara, there's a story to contradict what we said earlier. So chizur mechzor v'achik tani. No, there were missing words. In ball v'achmer, lots of machmer. The lesson from Yura. No, the point is that you don't have to, but if you want to be machmer, you can. And don't think it's yuhara. Don't think it's putting yourself in the spotlight to take your achilas arai into the sukkah. And where do you see this from? Umay sanami behavio well rebeach on mezakai l'domas atavsho l'regamliya shneiko savas v'lisho mayim v'amar halim l'sukkah. So you see that they weren't worried about being macher. The Maritz Chayis here belongs in our discussion of chumras. Because the Maritz Chayis here says, why was it inappropriate chumra? Why wasn't it a problem of mechzi kiyura? Ask the Maritz Chayis. After all, the Maritz Chayis quotes the Ramah in sukkah that says if you sit in the sukkah when it's raining, nikra hedyot. So what's the difference here? So it says the Maritz Chayis because it's not nikar. So you're bringing a little bit of food into your sukkah. Nobody knows if it's arai or keva. You're bringing food into the sukkah. So therefore, you're not singling yourself out. It's only your ra. If people are going to look at you and say, oh, they're going to notice you. They're going to notice you doing something. That's your ra. But if it's not going to single you out, so that's why you always have to be worried of your ra. This is an issue of a chumrah, you know, when it's going to single you out. When we discussed chumras a couple of months ago, we quoted the tshuva of Rav Moshe, where Moshe has this big long tshuva about sherry casks. The sherry casks and the taste and the schnapps. So Meker Adini Paskin's mutter. But he has one line that he says, Meker Adini mutter, but I'm machmer myself, except when I'm barabim. When I'm barabim, I'm meko. Why? Because he knows he's the Gadol Adar. He knows he's the Gadol Adar, and whatever he does, they're going to focus on. So again, he knows he's going to be singled out. But again, in this case, even though these were the Gadol Adar, Maritz Chayis says that's why it was an appropriate chumrah, because it wasn't going to be singled out. Are you okay there? Okay. So what did it say? When they brought him food less than a beitza, he ate it outside the sukkah. Hakib beitza by sukkah. Mashma that if it was the size of a beitza, he would have to eat it in the sukkah. Is this against what we said 2 days ago, yesterday's daf? Rav Yosef ben Abaye said two or three beitzim, or anything more than a beitza. So the Gemara said, no, dil apach be beitza netila ubracha lo boy. Hakabeitza by netila ubracha. No, the difference, the beitza line is regarding the other two halachas. Not the sukkah halacha, but the brachas halacha and the netila tzedayim halacha. Okay, period. Next Mishnah. This Mishnah could have been the beginning of the Masechta. That many first should say, why wasn't this the beginning? This is about Yeshiva Basukah. But instead, the Masechta decided to, Rebbe decided to start the Masechta with the structure of the Sukkah and then get into the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukah. But this is the mitzvah now of Yeshiva Basukah. Says the Mishnah. Rav Elazar Omer, Arba Esrei Sudos Chayiv Adam Le'echol Basukah. Achas Layom Achas Balayla. 14 Sudos. Rav Elazar says you have to eat in the Sukkah. Two a day. One every day, one every night. 14, he has a very strong requirement. 14 sudas you have to eat in the sukkah. After all, the Gemara is going to explain why. The Chum omer yad davar kitzvah. The Chum say, no, there's no definite amount. Whatever you want. You want to eat, wonderful. If not, chutz milele yom tovishin shel chag bavad. Except for the first night. The first night, you have to eat in the sukkah. But the other days, whatever you want. Okay, we'll talk about, there's a lot to talk about. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Okay, just one comment on the first part. And that is, many Mefarshim ask, what about Shal Shudas? One of the days of the week you can have Shal Shudas, so it should be 15 Sudas. 15 Sudas, what do you need 14? One of the days you can have Shal Shudas also, you have to have 3 Sudas that day. Thank you. Furthermore, another question that Mefarshim ask on this is that why does Rebbe Elazar start talking about, you have to eat 14 Sudas, one by day, one by night. Which one comes first? The night one comes first. You should have 14 Sudas, one by night, one by day. Not day and night. So this is this Harifas, Becheshek Shlomo in the back of the Gemara, Rav Shlomo Mivilna quotes his brother, Rav Bitzalim Mivilna, he says, oh, my brother answered. He said, one kasha answers the other one. He says, Rav Elazar's not talking about the first night, because that's not a machlokas. Everybody agrees the first night you got to eat. So forget that first night. Besides the first night, you have to eat 14 sudas. So the first one is Bayom, and it includes Shal Shudas. So he said, that's why you leave out the first night. That's Becheshek Shlomo, quoting his brother, Rav Bitzalim Mivilna. Dover Nifla. Okay. That's the that's a comment on the first line. And then Chacham say, what? I'm saying so. You have 14. So if you start from that day, you'll end up having 14 besides the one the night before. That's part A of the Mishnah. Part B of the Mishnah. The Od Amar Rabbi Eliezer Mishlo Achal Liyantav Harishon Yashlem Yadav Eliyachron Shochag. Wow, big chiddush. Rabbi Eliezer also says if you missed the first night meal, you can make it up on Lele Yantif Achron Shochag. What does that mean? Major machlokas rishonim. Rashi says it means shmini atzeres. If you miss the first night in the sukkah, you can make it up shmini atzeres even though you're not sitting in the sukkah. Right, we're not talking about the other shein shogolias now. But again, that's Rashi shita. You can make it up leili yadav achron shel chag. The Ritva says kol shekein all the other days. It's even the last night. That's how the Ritva says it. But not all rishonim. The Rav Yah says no. Only you need a yantif night. You can't have a chalamoi night. You need a yantif night. But either way, Rashi holds, we're talking about Shmini Atzeres. Other Rishonim say, no, what about Shmini Atzeres? It's a Chag B'fnei Atzmo. How can you make it up? The Sukkot is over. So other Rishonim give a different shot in the whole Gemara. We're going to go with Rashi. But Rashi holds, the Chiddush is, that if you miss it according to the laws on the first night, you can make it up Shmini Atzeres. The Chomim Omrim, Ein L'Dor V'Tashlum, and the Chom say, no, you missed it. You missed it. If Sukkot is over, you can no longer make it up. And you can't make it up any other night, according to Balazar, because you have a chiyuv to eat that night. Right? So that's according to Balazar. The only night, according to Rashi, that's possible is Shmini Atzeres.
What's Rabbi Elazar's
svara? What's Rabbi Elazar's svara?
You can't make up any mitzvah in the world.
Why? Because he's going to compare it to Karbanis. He's going to compare it to Karbanis. So it's like Karbanis, you have extra time. What do you mean? Davening. You can make up davening.
That's it. You can't make up matzah.
Okay, davening and Pesach Sheni. That's about the two, only two. So this is also, this is the next one. Right, this is all the, what? What? Chagiga, right, that's what we're going to talk about. That's what Gemara is going to say. Okay, so my time, Rabbi Elazar, what's the reason Rabbi Elazar says you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah? Teishvu ke'ein taduru. Right, you have to live in the sukkah like you live at home. Madira achas b'yom v'achas b'layla. Afsuk achas b'yom v'achas b'layla. Just like in your house, you eat one meal by day, one meal by night. So too, in your sukkah, you have to eat one meal by day and one meal by night. That is the makar of the Bavli for Rabbi Eliezer. Tosfos and Teshu quotes the Yerushalmi, who quotes that there's a different makar for Rabbi Eliezer. You learn it out from the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. Just like the Kohanim didn't leave the Pesach Olam Moed day and night, and they stayed there all day. Just like over there, Yeshiva, Laila, and Yom, you have a meal each day. So too by Sukkah. So again, you have the dialectic of Teshu Kein Taduru, the mundane, and the Dvarim Shevikdusha. These two Makoros highlight that, the Bavli versus the Yerushalmi. The Rabbanan also hold the Teshu Kein Taduru, but they say Kedira. They say just like you live. Ma diri by Yachli by Loach. So just like in your house, you could skip meals, right? You could skip meals. So to Sukkah, you're allowed to skip meals. If you want to eat, fine. If not, not. We'll get back to that line in a few minutes. So if that's true, it's always based on whatever you want to do. So why is the first night different? Famous Zereshava, Tesvav, Tesvav. It says Tesvav by Pesach, and says Tesvav by Sukkos. Malahalal on the Rishon Chova, just like by Pesach, the first night is obligatory, Mikan ve'elach Rishus, and then it's voluntary. Afkan la Rishon Chova, Mikan ve'elach Rishus. V'hasam minalan, how do you know by Pesach it's obligatory? Amar Krab, Ha'erev Tochlu Matzos, Hakasav Kavo Chova. The Pasuk made it obligatory on the first night. That is the Zereshava of Tesvav, Tesvav. What is the nature of this Gzeirah Shava? Is a machlokus, is of a number of Rishonim. So you learn Pesach to Sukkos. So what does that tell us about the mitzvah of eating the first night Sukkos? There are, Api Chasidus, Api Kabbalah, you're supposed to eat matzah in the Sukkah. Okay, right, Michael, you told me that's your minhag. Okay, so that's not in the Gemara anywhere. But what do the Rishonim say about this? So there are 2 days quoted in the Ritva. How much do you have to eat the first night in the Sukkah? Most mitzvahs are kezias. Most mitzvahs are kezias. But sukkah, what's the important shear usually in Hilchas Sukkah? Kibetza. That's as much, what are you not allowed to eat outside the sukkah? Kibetza. So maybe that's what you have to eat in the sukkah for the mitzvah. 2 days in the Ritva. What do you have to eat the first night? Is the Gzeirah Shavah Tesvav Tesvav telling you this is a regular mitzvah zachila, just like Pesach matzah? Or no? Domino v'uki v'asra, as the Gemara says. You learn from there that you have to do it, but then this is now sukkah rules. Sukkah rules is you have to eat a beitza in the sukkah, 2 days in the Ritva. The Ritva also quotes a deya, a second issue, and that is, do you have to sleep in the sukkah the first night, even if it's not so comfortable? Like, we're machmir to eat in the sukkah, even if it's not so comfortable, at least a little bit. So Ritva quotes a deya that says you have to, because that is part of yeshiva b'sukkah. It's sleeping, and the Ritva argues and says, no, it's learned out from Tesvav Tesvav. That's eating, so this is eating. So again, another issue, how much is it totally compared to Achila B'Tesvav, or does it have its own unique nature? Okay, that's important issues, how to understand Tesvav Tesvav. But there's another important issue that's brought up by Tosfos. The Gemara, along the way here in the Rabbanan, said that why did the Rabbanan say you don't have to have 14 meals? Because after all, Teshu Kein Taduru, whatever you want. You want to eat, fine. If you don't want to eat, fine. Iba'i lo achil. Says Tosfos, Iba'i lo achil? You don't have to eat at all? What about Yantif? It's Yantif. Don't you have to eat on Yantif? Don't you have a chiyuv suda on Yantif? Tosfos asks. And if you say you don't have to, then Tosfos says, you know what? This is going to have a halachic nafkamina. Right, forgetting Yal V'Yavo and benching. Usually the rule is you have to repeat benching if you had a chiyuv to eat bread. Shabbos, the first two meals, Yontif, you have to repeat. Rosh Hashanah, right, you have to, Rosh Hashanah maybe, I'm take that back, Rosh Hashanah you might not have to. But let's say Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat benching if you get Yal V'Yavo, because you didn't have a chiyuv to eat bread. Okay, it's a nice lechachila to eat bread, to have a suda. But you didn't have to, that's the usual rule. So it says Tosfos, if this is true, you wouldn't have to repeat benching if you get Yal V'Yavo on Yontif. Tosfos doesn't answer the question. He just says, if so, and therefore what? Tosfos, so what do you say? So if you look in Tosfos in Brachos, when this is quoted, there it has an extra line. Tosfos in Brachos says, no! When the Gemara here says, Iboy lo achil, it means Iboy lo achil in the Sukkah. Of course you have to eat the Yontif. Of course you have to have Sudas of Yontif. It's just, sometimes you eat in your house, sometimes you don't want to eat in your house, so the Sukkah, sometimes you eat in the Sukkah, sometimes you don't eat. Of course you have to eat Sudas on Yontif, says Tosfos. Nobody said that changes. So that's the lines that are added in Tosfos in Brachos. Our Tosfos does not have those lines. That is what Rov Rishonim say. But, I don't know if I mentioned this before, there is a Balamor. There's a Baal Amar in Psachin that's also quoted here in the Rivavan. In the Rivav. I don't know what that is. On the Rif. The Baal Amar in Psachim says an amazing Shita. Baal Amar says there is no Chiyuv Suda on Sukkos. There's no Chiyuv Suda on Sukkos. Why? Even though other Yom Tovim have, but not this. Why? As follows. Every Yontif, there are generic halachos of every Yontif. Generic halachas, meaning halachas that apply to all Yom Tovim, and there are unique halachas that apply to each Yontif. The question is, what happens when there's a clash between the generic halachas of Yontif and the unique halachas of that Yontif? For example, when there's a Chiyuv Suda generally, but there's a Teshuv Ke'in Taduru, do what you want, when it comes to Sukkah. Says the Baal Amar, Teshuv Ke'in Taduru takes over and beats out the Chiyuv Suda. And therefore, says the Baal Amar, this is the Baal Amar in Psachim, not here. It's the Baal Amar in Psachim, on page 36 in the back. Says the Baal Amar, Yesh Lamar, Imratza in Ochal Klal Bayom, Lefisha Mishune Hi Yontif Shal Sukkah Mishar Yomim Tovim. Daha Akshe Rachmana Ladira, Iba Yachi Bay Lalachil. Ukashem Shar Balazar Mishana Bola Hachmir, just like our Balazar is more Machmir by Sukkis than any of the other Yantif, get that 14 meals, so to the Chachamim more Mako, and take this Gemara literally, Iba Lalachil, there is no Chiv Suda. Just to give another example where you see this come up, Lechem Mishnah on Pesach, right? The Rambam holds, Svardim have two matzahs on Pesach, not three. Two matzahs, one of them is broken. That's Lechem Mishnah. That's not Lechem Mishnah. You need two whole matzahs. That is why, Bali Tosfos, the Ashkenaz, we have three matzahs. Why do you have three matzahs? So you can have two whole ones. But the Rambam says you have one and a half. What? Because the Rambam says the unique halacha of Pesach, Lechem Oni, redefines what Lechem Mishnah is for Pesach. Just like the Baal Amar says the unique halacha of Teshuv Ke'in Taduru redefines the Chiyuv Suda for Sukkos. The same kind of thing. The unique ideas of each Yontif might redefine the general halachas of what usually applies. Rabbi Eliezer, is that Rabbi Wazer or Rabbi Eliezer? By Kulo Hashem and Kulo Lachem. I don't remember. It's Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says that you need O Kulo O Kulo. So maybe by Sukkah he's saying it has to be Kulo Lachem. You have to put those together. Sorry? Second was, right, Shavuos and Shabbos and Purim. Those three.
He got upset.
So.
So
okay, so you have to put that together. So maybe here, Dafki, he says you have to have Kulo Lachem. But he doesn't, the Kulo Lachem. Right? Why didn't he bring this over there as an exception? Maybe he's saying, if you choose the Kulo Lachem option, you have to have all 14, you have to have 14 meals. Maybe that's how you answer it. Okay, says the Gemara of Oda Rabbi Elazar. Okay, the second part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah was, if you miss it, if you miss the first night, you can make it up. Rashi said, Shmini Atzeres. That's Rabbi Elazar, and the Chum say back, no way, you blew it. Ask the Gemara of Amar Elazar, Arba Esrit Sudas Chayav Adam Lechel B'Sukkah, Echad B'Yom Vachas B'Layla. One second. Rabbi Elazar says you have to have 14 meals by day and night. And Rashi just adds in, the following night is not Sukkis. You're going to violate Baal Tosef. You can't make it up anymore, it's finished. So Amar Bir Amar Rabbi Ami, Chozerbo Rabbi Eliezer. You're right, Rabbi Eliezer was Chozerbo. What was he Chozerbo from? What was he Chozerbo from? Lachlokas Rashi Tosfos. Let's just do Rashi. What was he Chozerbo from? Rashi says, he's Chozerbo and he holds you don't have to have 14 meals. As many as you want, that's what he's Chozerbo from. But you could still make it up. Why? Because it's like Karbanis. Tashlum into Karbanis, Rashi says. So Mashlum B'mai, what do you have to make it up with? He wasn't Chozer from that. He just says he Chozer for 14 meals. But what do you have to eat to make it up with? So Ilema Berifta, if you have to eat bread, Suda Yomika Achel. If you eat bread, it's not going to be Nikar that this is a makeup Suda. So it's not going to be good, because you have to eat bread for that day. Elama Yashlum, Yashlum Mine Targima, it means Mine Targima. What are Mine Targima? Rashi says fruit, Tosva says fish or meat. And then Tosfos adds, the Ein Lilmod Khan, second to last line on the page, don't learn from here that Minei Targima are good for Shalosh Shudas. Don't learn from there, hear from there, because by Shabbos, it says the word Hayom three times in the Pasuk, comparing all three Sudas, and it's learned out from the Mon. And therefore, don't learn from here, this is just, it's a makeup Suda, that's why it's allowed. But Shalosh Shudas is not allowed. Right? This touches on the four different Deos quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, what one has to eat for Shalosh Shudas. Okay, by the first two meals, there's no choice. You have to eat bread. But Shalosh Shudas, there's a little more flexibility. Shulchan Aruch quotes bread, and then mizonos, and then meat and fish, and then peiros. Four different days. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, v'harishon ikker. And the Ramah doesn't argue. Right? So therefore, we're lachadchila kind of Jews. That's why we've mentioned many times, Shalosh Shudas, bread, that is lachadchila. There is no fifth day about learning. We mentioned that the only place where learning is quoted as being something that could be used for Shalosh Shudas is only in a Magen Avram, in Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos, B'Shem Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Rav Shimon Bar Yochai used to learn on Shabbos, unclear whether he only did it in Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos, where it's so impossible to have Shalosh Shudas, or he always did it. But the post can point out, he was Torasu Umnaso. He didn't do half the mitzvahs. So we should never rely on that for our Shalosh Shudas. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan has very strong language in Hilchos Shabbos. Asid Litein Es Hadin, those who do not take Shalosh Shudas seriously. And again, this is men and women. Women have the same exact chiyuv in Shalosh Shudas as men do. Men have it easier. Men are sitting in shul, they could have Shalosh Shudas there. Women are home, very busy, so we have to try to remind them. And again, sometimes it's harder for them to watch, so at least have the mezonos. At least have the second level. But this is Shalosh Shudas. Also, the Brisa says, if you ate meat at Targima, you were Yotze. Where are you eating it? You're eating it outside the sukkah. You're eating it outside the sukkah. You're making up a, you don't make a leshiv sukkah, but you're making up a suda outside the sukkah for a suda that you missed in the sukkah. Reminds us of, for example, what else make up? Davening. Let's say you forgot to daven mincha on Shabbos. So what do? You daven two weekday ma'arifs. Right, totally different thing. Totally different thing. The answer is that's the halakha of tashlumin. Shal apotropos of Agrippas Melech, Rabbi Eliezer. The apotropos of Agrippas asked Rabbi Eliezer. Kagona ni. This is the poskim say before he was chozer bo, right when he still held 14 meals. Kagona ni sheini roga leachol su achas bayom. I only eat one meal every day. Maush ochol su the achas ve'potter. Can I just get off with one meal? I don't have to eat two meals. So Amar lo, he said, no. One second. B'chol yovayom atamam shechamer papros lachmor atzavacha. All day you're snacking. All day you're eating these little parparos that help whet your appetite. The achshav yetamam shechamer papros achas ve'konech. You eat all day. Come on. Don't say you only eat one. You only have one meal. You could do it. You could eat some parparos for your Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you got to know. The ochalu. Next question. I have two wives, one in Tveri, one in Sipori. Weren't so far from each other. And I have two sukkahs. So Maush Aisim Sukla Sukha Vepater. Could I spend one day in one sukkah and one day in another sukkah? He's asking Rabbi Eliezer, because as we will see in a minute, Rabbi Eliezer holds you have to have one sukkah, all sukkahs. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. So he says, Rabbi Eliezer, but I have two wives and I have two sukkahs. Right? Could I? And the Archlander explains, says, Havamin is that maybe you need one sukkah in contrast to building one in the middle of the Yatif. But maybe if Lechadchila you have two houses and you have two sukkahs, there's no problem. So Amalo, lo. I say, no, you can't do that. Pick one. Tell the other one, too bad. See you next week. Shani Omer, Kolayotze, Misukka, Lesukka, Batel, Mitzvasa, Shal Rishona. Unbelievable. Says Rabbi Eliezer, if you sit in one sukkah for 3 days of sukkahs and then you go to another sukkah, you've just been Mevata Lamafreya, your mitzvah of the first 3 days. Because your sukkah, you have to be with your sukkah, you have to have a special connection to one sukkah, the entire sukkahs. That is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. This is Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Ein yotze misukkah lesukkah. You're not allowed to switch sukkahs. You can't go eat and sleep in one, and then go to another one. And also, right, you can't make your sukkah in Chol HaMoed, because your sukkah has to be up the entire time. You have to have your sukkah for the entire Yontif. No, we paskin against that. You're allowed to switch sukkahs, right? You need a structure that could last for 7 days. That's what we discussed last week. But you don't have to sit in the same structure for all 7 days. You just need a structure that can roy l'shiva. But it doesn't have to, you don't have to sit in there for 7 days. The osin sukkah b'chol ha-shamoid and the chachamim paskin, we paskin, you can build a sukkah b'chol ha-shamoid. The shavin, and the bir halacha explains, the bishabur explains that this is even real malacha to build a sukkah. Right? It's not just like non-malachas of chol ha-shamoid. This is a real tzarech ha-shamoid. You're allowed to really build it. The shavin, shem nafash chozer bonim chol shamoid. Rabbi Eliezer would agree that if it fell down, the wind blew it down, he could build it back up. Build it back up. Why? Rashi says it's tashlumin derishona. It's like the first one, tashlumin derishon. Tosfos on top says you have to use the same materials from the stuff that fell down. So there's a discussion, is Rashi holding that too? Tashlumin derishon, does that mean you're using the same materials? Or he's saying even... Right, even other materials, and you still don't say panam chadashas baal lakan. Either way, Tosfos has the limitation, the top Tosfos, that it has to be with the same materials. So my time at Rabbi Eliezer, where does Rabbi Eliezer get this amazing idea that you have to have one sukkah? One sukkah you have to have for 7 days. Asei sukkah haru'uya l'shiva. Make a sukkah that's roi for 7 days. No, this is what the Torah means. Asei sukkah b'chag. Make a sukkah for sukkahs, which is 7 days. But not that you have to have it for 7 days. V'shavin shim nafla shechozer bonas b'chol shamoi. But they both agree that if it fell down, you can rebuild it. Pshita. It's obvious. Of course you can rebuild it. No, you might have said that Panim Chadashos Bolakan, according to Rebbe Lezer, too bad. Kamash Malan, it is okay. Period. Tanya Rebbe Lezer Omer, another Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, which in the Gemara is not linked to the previous one, but in Svara and Lamdis, we might be able to link it. Tanya Rebbe Lezer Omer, Kishem Shein Adam Yotzi Dechavaso, beyond the Rishon Shal Chag, Belulav Shal Chaveiro, just like you need Lachem by Lulav, so too your sukkah has to be yours. You're not allowed to eat out on the first day of sukkahs. It has to be yours. Maybe even not just the first day. Just like your lulav has to be yours the first day, so that your sukkah has to be yours, period. Right? There's no limit of Bayom HaRishon. So you can't, people don't mish on Pesach. According to Rebbe Eliezer, you can't mish on Sukkos. That's a real serious one. Right? So that's the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. So again, putting this together with the previous one, you have to have a personal, special connection to your Sukkah throughout Sukkos. That's Rebbe Eliezer Shita. But Chachamim Omrim, no! Even though you have to have your own lulav on the first day, but you could use your friend's sukkah, because the pasuk says, "Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshuba sukkos." Everybody in Israel could sit in sukkos. Milamed, this teaches me, "Shekol Yisrael ruim l'sheba sukkah achas." Everybody could sit in one sukkah. Everybody could sit in one sukkah. And Rashi explains that everybody can't fit into one big sukkah at the same time, so it means one after another. But it's impossible, and this is a very important line in Rashi, it's impossible if all Jews are using the same sukkah, it's impossible for everybody to have a shavet prutas worth of ownership in that sukkah. And Rashi assumes that you need a shavet prutas worth of ownership in order to be called a bailim on the sukkah. Because that's impossible, it must be that you don't need it to be yours. It must be that you're borrowing it, and therefore it's not a problem. That's a big discussion in the Achronim. Is it really true in all cases? I can't own something that's not worth a shavet pruta? If you steal less than a shavet pruta, that's what they did in the Mabul. They stole it because there's no chiyuv hashavah. It's still mine. It's still gezel. That's a big discussion on that Rashi. Because it is not, nobody has a whole shavet pruta, so therefore that's a raya that it can't be all theirs. V'rabbanan, ha'ilochamai darshibay, back to the Gemara. What do the Rabbanan do with this makar of Rebbe Eliezer? I mean, by the gzula, they use lacha to exclude gzula, not to say that it has to be yours, like we discussed this earlier. Avol she'ulah k'siv kol ezrach, but it can be borrowed. Rebbe Eliezer, ha'kol ezrach my avodle. What does Rebbe Eliezer do with kol ezrach? I mean, by the legershin is garbein bein tayim, the kaddish is gadol bein tayim. Rebbe Eliezer will agree if you have a ger in the middle of Yontif on kol ha'moed or a katan that became a gadol on Yontif, so they could start in the middle of Yontif. Because they didn't lose anything the first days, right? So they're allowed to. V'rabbanan, kivan d'amru osim sukkah b'chol shamoed l'visrakra. No, the Rabbanan say, since you can build your sukkah on anybody can build their sukkah on chalamoed, so there's no problem, you don't need a special pasuk to include these individuals. So on Rabbanan, a couple more lines. Ma'aseh Rebbe Loi shalach l'chalam d'Rebbe Eliezer rabo b'lu b'regel. Rebbe Loi went to see his Rebbe Eliezer on Yantif. Amr lo Eloi eincha mishovsi haregel. Aren't you those who rest on the regel? Meaning, why don't you stay home? So Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Meshabeach Ani Ha'atzlanim, Rebbe Eliezer, right? Rebbe Eliezer, who's the one that says you're supposed to stay in your own sukkah. I praise the lazy ones. Shein Yosim Matayim Beregel, that don't leave their house. Meaning, you should have stayed home. Dechsev Eslamachta Tovi Secha, right? You have to stay home with your wife on sukkahs. What are you coming to me for? So says the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Aini. Fine, he said you have to stay home in your sukkah, but Rabbi Yitzchak, isn't there another halacha? You have to go visit your Rebbe on Yantif. Today's not Rosh Chodesh, today's at Shabbos. Mashmah that if it had been, this is by the Isha Shunamit that went to visit the Isha Elokim. So her husband says, where are you going today? Why are you going today? It's not Shabbos or Yantif. It's not Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. Mashmah that if it had been, it would be understandable why she's going. So what's Rabbi Elazar? He says he should stay home. He's going to see you. You're his Rebbe. So lo kasha ha da'azil v'asev yome ha da'azil v'lo asev yome. No, it depends. In the where it's, you could go see your Rebbe if you could be able to come back that day. That's what it is. Okay, you don't have to, you know, go and not be able to come back that day. Then Rabbi Elazar would say the halacha doesn't apply. So this is a big discussion of this halacha of chayav halacha b'atzmo berego. We discussed it a little bit in the past. Just one point, and that is the Shulchan Aruch does not quote this. Chayav halacha b'atzmo rabbi berego. Question is, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch quote it? That is a big discussion. The Noda de Yehuda thinks that it's based on the fact that it's not noheg b'zman hazeh. Why? Because the Gemara says in Kiddushin that you can't give more kavod to your Rebbe than you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to stand up more times for your Rebbe than you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're going to go to your Rebbe, Bisman Hazeh, you're never going to the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Aliyah LeRegel. This is a function of Aliyah LeRegel. So if you go to the Aliyah LeRegel three times, then you're allowed to go to your Rebbe on Yontif. But you can't give your Rebbe more kavod. That's why the Noda B'Yehuda writes in a tshuva, but the halacha doesn't apply bizman hazeh. And that is also why, another question dealt with by many achronim, the pasuk talks about Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, and we're learning halacha to Yontif. What's Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos? So says the Noda B'Yehuda, that's the point. Yontif was for the Beis HaMikdash. Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos was a kiyum, not a chiyuv, a kiyum of going seeing the Rebbe. It couldn't be a chiyuv, because then it can't be a greater chiyuv by your Rebbe than to the Beis HaMikdash. But in that context, that's what the Noda B'Yehuda says. That is why the Shulchan Aruch does not quote it. Again, there's a lot more here about this halacha, but we will stop here. So Menachem is going to take you. Tomorrow is beautiful. Tomorrow is a gorgeous daf. It's about fire around people who are learning, birds burning up over Yonos and Menuziel, and wonderful. It's halacha. It's machshava. Enjoy it. Hashem, we'll see you on Erev Yom Kippur. A guten Shabbos Shuvah to all.